An online marketplace showcasing products from Kansas farms. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Shop Kansas Farms started as a Facebook group during the COVID pandemic to connect farmers with consumers, but it grew so fast that the farm family who started the project asked the Kansas Farm Bureau to buy it and take it over, which they did. Spokesperson Kylie Stout.
When we speak with farmers that we work with, their number one challenge is marketing. How can we reach more consumers? How can we do that with minimal effort when they have been working all day, providing labor to create the products or work the cattle? We can provide a bigger outreach that they're not able to do on their own. And we put on direct-to-marketing workshops for them. We try to make sure they have every tool available to them in their toolkit.
Farms across the state of Kansas participate in Shop Kansas Farms. Stout says it's a great alternative to, say, a stand at a farmer's market.
A lot of the farmers that we work with don't want to commit to a weekly farmer's market. They want to be home with their family. Makes sense. And so we provide a digital platform for farmers to be able to sell their products 24/7 to consumers.
If it can be raised or produced in Kansas, it's probably sold on the site. It's also led a lot of non-farmers to join the Kansas Farm Bureau. There's more at shopkansasfarms.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.